in March, I was invited to attend a meeting of the Gehran Emesh Forum for Interreligious Study of the Mystical and Spiritual Life, which was being hosted by Gehran Emesh in his house or palace in the middle of Marrakesh. And we were put up in the small traditional hotels nearby. And of course, being in a Muslim country and being in a country of great antiquity and beauty, it was already going to be a wonderful experience. The theme of this three-day meeting was to compare notes on the teaching of the six major world religions on getting started in prayer and maintaining a habit in prayer. The six world religions represented, of course, were Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and Sikhism. All the participants were experts in their own field with renowned reputations in the spirituality of their own faith. I was meeting them for the first time. They'd had an earlier meeting last year, and so many of them knew each other from that. There were 18 of us, that is to say, roughly three from each of these main world religions. And we had plenary sessions, and then we met up in group sessions. In the group sessions, there would be six, roughly one from each of the main world religions. Before the meeting started, we were asked to provide a text to illustrate our own teaching or our own views on the two issues, getting started in prayer and maintaining a tradition or a habit of prayer during daily life. Those texts were printed out and published, and everyone had copies of them, and each was asked to comment on the texts of the others. And indeed, the author who chose the text would write her or his own comment. The meeting was, for me, was very rewarding, firstly because to be in the presence of people who are deeply committed to a spiritual life, who clearly live a life of prayer and a sense of perpetual recollection of the presence of God is something which is moving in itself. As we all faiths know, as soon as you accept a deity or you accept the possibility of transcendence, walls disappear and you're into a world of mysticism, of silence, of presence, a sense of contemplative richness. And in that environment, there is also a sense of respect for the other and a respect for what she or he has to say and the insights they provide. And certainly in my group, I was very fortunate. We had a wonderful Hindu, wonderful Sikh, a wonderful Jewish person, Jewish lady, all from whom I got a huge amount just listening to them. It was a new experience because I'd never been before where you were sharing on a level of spirituality in a medium of intuition, of articulating experience which is beyond words, of a faith, of a trust which is strong both in its present foundations and in its desire for a fulfillment, which of course brings the energy for people to not only provide the text but also to provide the commentary on these texts from their own experience. And I found the whole meeting and the individual conversations that I had with members of these different faiths a really enriching moment. It brought home to me how beyond the teachings and doctrines and customs and organizations of these different religions, there is deep within the heart of every human believer in the divine and in the transcendence of the human experience a unified desire for something much greater than this world could ever give. And it is that desire which for Christians and Muslims and Jews comes out of the revelation of God through scripture, and for others comes partly through revelation of scriptures, partly through an ability to deepen an experience through contemplative and silence and a sense of inwardness, penetrating to a depth of experience which goes beyond the normal exchange of daily living. So from these different perspectives, we're not there in any sense of trying to produce an agreed statement, let alone an agreed method, let alone a sense that we're all one, because we're not. We come from different traditions. We've lived our own tradition, developed our own sense of the wonder of the spiritual and the, for some of us, the wonder of the revealing God, and for others of us, of a sense of the transcendence of human life and the value of human life in itself. And it is that appreciation of the spiritual dimension, which a world which is to some extent dominated by a materialism and by a functionalism, is shown to be somewhat fragile. And to be able to meet others from different traditions arriving at that same conclusion was in itself an enriching and encouraging experience. After 3 days, the group had come together as in friendship, in mutual appreciation, as I say, but also was then committed to trying to take the whole experience forward through a website promoted by the Elijah Interfaith Institute, based in Jerusalem, and to put on the website these texts that each of us had provided with comments from each other on those texts, so that we can build up a much wider group of people interested precisely in the spiritual life. Again, to encourage people that prayer, contemplative prayer, the search for God or the search for ultimate meaning, the search for union with the Creator Spirit, however one wants to describe it, is indeed possibly, really, truly, the most important element of our human existence. And it will give value to that existence in whatever position one finds oneself. And I suppose that in that sharing, there are always echoes that one can pick up from another, which affirm things of one's own. But it's not, and I stress this, it's not a question of saying everything's the same. It's a question of saying that in the difference that we are, and the differences, and they are important differences, there is behind all that a human spirit that's seeking a fulfillment. And that fulfillment will be achieved in true paths trodden by thousands, millions of people over the history of our human life. And it is my hope that as this sort of exchange of experience, this sort of dialogue continues, that each one becomes ever more appreciative of the other. And through that appreciation is that little bit more respectful of the other, that bit's more magnified in their understanding of the meaning of life and the grandeur of God.